First year of the Mori. I'm May Vesser.
May.
All the way to Simulation, I Dalit. Sugar of Tiesa Paspa Shabbos, breaking bread on Shabbos. Sugar of Lechem Mishnah. Good question. Couldn't find it. I don't know where it is.
When
you're selling it? The Makov of the Sugar is more on Shabbos than Davkov Yedzayin and Beis. Of Abba, then Shabbos Chayv Odom Vetzeya Shtei Kekreis. You had to break two breads. The Ksiv Lechem Mishnah. Potsik Mishalach. Vashi says he saw Rav Kahano that he took Tarti Uvetzeya Chodo. He took two and he broke one. And the Potsik says, look, two. You took together two of them over here. Now, once you break one, the question is which one over here? Which one should a person break? Should he be betzei the elyon or betzei the tachtoin? So Rashi has a tshuva and sefer oira. He says you make a bracha the elyon hamoitzi. Sounds like you do the elyon. Therefore, the Rashi and tshuva and chelik zayin says our minik to be betzei only the elyon. The sefer manling, the rekeach, the avud avram, the kolboy. A tzadah shein beisitiv. The end of the simile brings down the risi gedolim. They're betzei on the tachtoin. V'chein nochin api kabolo. Come the darkei moisha. He says, Kain of Pshur over here, he says, Belel Shabbos, a person should be Betzeya the Tachtoin. However, Beyoim Shabbos, and Bayontav, say the day and say at night, a person should be Betzeya the Elyon. He writes a Tam Apikabol. The Ramon himself writes Apikabol, that's how he made this Indian over here. That's how numerous and Hogis of Ashkenaz is what to go do over here. The person that on Shabbos they do the Tachtoin at night, Mashenkin during the day, or Yontav, at night they do the case of the Elyon. The kasha of the Bach is chori of you say the sugar of ein marvin al mitzvus. If so, the Gemara Yumud Avlamach Gimel says not to go be marvin al mitzvus. How in the world are you passing over at night from the Elyon going to the Tachton? And therefore, the Bach disagrees with Amol Alocha. It says we should be noig, like it says in the Rashi and Rashi, a person should be vetzaya dafka the Elyon and not the Tachton over here. Be the Elyon. Maisa, how do you answer it? So there are different ways of answering. Either the way how the Tosfos Shabbos brings down from Rambam and Ginsburg, the Torah Shabbos himself says, the whole idea of Eim Avin Al Mitzvahs, when you have two mitzvahs in front of you, you want to do both. You have your talis and your tefillin, you want to do both. Which one goes first? Everyone knows, make sure your talis is first. It's closer to you. You have your Shal Rosh and Shal Yad, make sure the Yad is closer to you. But one want, you only want to take one. The question is, which one? The one said, there's no Eim Avin Al Mitzvahs. It's a big mahucha in the Sugya Mavin Al Mitzvahs. That's one malach. Maaseh Mishmur does not bring down that malach. He only brings down the Taz, the Mogav Ram. Where the Taz said, Echnam, you do have a bayah. So the Harul Kamung, it says, to make sure the Tachtoin is closer to you and the Elyon is further back. That's how the Eliyab, the Chayodom, and the way the Archon Shulchan says, V'chein HaMinig, numerous people you see, when they take the Tachtoin Friday night, they make sure the Tachtoin is closer and the top one is further back. The second malach the Mishmur brings down is a Mogan Avrom. It said by the case of Aichul by Kiddush, the Elyon is there. And then a Kami, you switch it by the Baruch of Amaitzi, and you put it on bottom. Now, how do you gain Mitzal Sugar in Mavin al Mitzvahs? To the end of the day, it's on the bottom. I see the Torah of Shabbos 300 years ago. It says the words of Loyal was that Klum. Helps out nothing. I didn't see anyone really explain how it works in the Sugar in Mavirin. Yesh Lotan. I come to Mishmur again, brings down both malach from the Taz of Mogan Avrom. I see the Olam who's been tactic, the Machmir to make sure the Tachtoin Maase is closer to the Sugya of Eim Avirin. Now, on the side, you have the Sanhog over here to take the Tachtoin. Again, numerous people do this up either Amor, Bnei Ashkenaz. The question is what to go do on Yontif that comes out on Shabbos. We said on Yontif, the loch is whether at day or the night you always take the Elyon. On Shabbos, the loch is at night you take the Tachtoin. So when Yontov comes down on Shabbos, at night, what do you go do? Is it Yontov, you take the Elyon, or Shabbos, and you take the Tachtoin?
It's a nice. Would that depend on what the time of the Pikabolo is?
So, could be depend upon the Pikabolo, but they point out, where's the Makar, a person should take the Elyon, why the Tachtoin? Makar the Dark Moshe is coming from Lela Seder. But Lela Seder is Yontif. What's the loch on Yontif? We take the top on the Elyon. What happens if Lela Seder comes on Shabbos? we still do a moitzi on the elyon. Says the Mogavam Tov Ein Hei, still we do a moitzi in the elyon. So if that's the Mekosh, well, those who want Taino, therefore we should go do Shabbos and Yotuv, take the elyon, because that's what we see even by Yotuv itself, by Lela Seder, when you're going to come on Shabbos, you take the elyon. Based Ovi, the Mishnah Yosef, the same mitzvah Lecha Mishnah, 350 pages of Lecha Mishnah, says you take over the elyon. Tzad HaShoyni, all this one say, at the end of the day, Yapi Kabbal, they have to look at the Mekosh Shavoy, and the Yashua is not the way. So at the end of the day, Shabbos, the Kedushas of Shabbos, it wins out over here. I'll just go this way.
It's also Tad HaShoyni, Tad HaShoyni, all of the Shabbos,
could be, I didn't say that Svarim, but it can sign. My state is a prime Kinesh, you see in four different Svarim, what you go do. One time he answers Tzarchian, the second time Lo Shemati, the third time Enyudirli, and the fourth time he says Ein Chulim Kofal Fon Beis, Ein Shom. So I don't feel bad when I say I don't know. Chaim on the Shaila happens constantly. He doesn't know. Tzarchian, Enyudirli, doesn't know. I saw in the Sefer, again, the guy in the bottom exam, the Gemara Chulin, I'm not clear what the Raya is. The guy in the Magia says, yeah, he explains what the Raya is. I wasn't clear what the Raya is. I ain't sure. You tell me. Kuf Alpha and Beis. Now, fine. So the first thing over here, we have the idea of being B'tzeah. Come on, Mechabit says, B'tzeah al Shtei Kikrois. Why didn't have Lecha Mishnah? Didn't have Lecha Mishnah in the Pasuk. Again, there's a couple from just on the didn't Lecha Mishnah. Again, Mitzvah Lecha Mishnah has 350 pages. I'll try to stick to the more things that in the game, more practical here. The Gaya Lecha Maisa, what to go do in the gate to get Lecha Mishnah. First question I always start off with, is Lecha Mishnah din Deraisa? Nafkmina always, if Deraisa, we have to be Machma much more than a case to up on it. They point out, really, there are three different questions in the gate to Lecha Mishnah. Number one is Sudu Shabbos Deraisa. Number two is Achilles Pas Deraisa. And number three is Lecha Mishnah Deraisa. Three separate questions. And the Gdolei Chachamim argue this point based upon Rishonim already. Because there's a Taz in Reish Tzadik Zayin and the Tov Reish Ayin Ches, he writes all three Adraiso. Through the Shabbos, Pas, and Lecha Mishnah. All three Adraiso. Taz. What?
First two
Sudas. We'll get to it. But in general, through the Shabbos. Ayom. And we'll get to the Shem Leh the Zman in Reish Tzadik Zayin and Tov Reish Ayin Ches. Come on, the Mishibua, we came across some of them, and he says all three of the mice are not deraiso. That means negate the sugya of Suda Shabbos, the Bialocha in Reis Tzadik Gimel, before the way Mishibua in Reis Tzadik Aleph, he writes that Posik HaYom HaYom HaYom, the Gmok of Yedzayin and Beis, he says that Smachu HaKot only Smach Tamalmo. That's negate the Suda. Negate the idea of Pas, there's a Bialocha in Simakuf Peiches, he writes the Makov of Pas, the cross of Shabbos Oinig, Ein Oinig Elba Pas. So we see it's not Nichol Gedev Deraisa, it might be Deraisa Kabbalah, but not Deraisa. The Yait Lecha Mishnah we saw last month, the Shayat Tzion, Reish Ayin Aleph, he brings down this Taz. He said, however, look at the Mogavom, Ve'ena Kain. Aloch is the idea of Lecha Mishnah, it's only a Din Derabon, not Deraisa. So it comes out, again, on three questions, a lot of read about it, where the Makaris are coming from, but Ikh the Mishnah passes all three, Suda, Pas, Lecha Mishnah, of the Gedev of Derabon, or maybe Deraisa Kabbalah, but not a case of Deraisa, not like the Taz. Now, Achriya, not like that, not the Raiso. Now, in the case of you, when you have the Lecha Mishnah, you have to have a Kezayas. Now, all our Chalas are Kezayas. A Bilkazalach or Meister Kezayas, no matter what size Kezayas you're going with. The only question when it comes up sometimes, when the kids come back from Gan, they made their Bilkazal over here, and they give it to you to make Lecha Mishnah out of it. So, put the health question to the side, if you should eat it or not. Question because it's nichol negeder of Lecha Mishnah not. They point out the Mishmur we have been examined from the Chayodom. They don't have a pass shleimo. It's not ma'akiv. What you go do? You mekadosh a fuel of gezayis pass. Gezayis pass. Now over here discussing a case of a prusa. By the prusa says the Mishmur has to be a case of gezayis pass. Gezayis of the pass. So it sounds like you have to have gezayis. And l'chol there should be no chum between a case of a prusa or a case of a shalom. The words of Kav Chaim Pelagi, he commonly says the Losh of the Pasuk is Ayoyim Ayoyim Ayoyim, the Gemara Kuv Yitzayin, it's a Chalu Ayoyim, Ein Achila Pasuk Megazayis. Numbers forming down the idea of Kazayis. Atzad HaSheni, the base Menucho, and the Shmuel goes that way, Kav Talochis, said the gate of Prusa, maybe, When you get to the idea of a bilkel or a roll over here, the idea of being yofa, kluska yofa, as long as it's nice over here, maisa, nechon l'geta of chshivas over here, it's a case of shalom, it can use it as a case of lecha mishnah. And therefore, I see that if simple bottom being down from Schoenberg, the cholopach is b'shasat chak, is simich on this Indian, they do not need a case of gezayis. Again, I think presently it's come out in the Geo, but in every single case we have a case of gezayis, even when you take your kid's bilkel, make sure you have two of them plus the kid over there also, to make sure it's nifl together of kezayis, even in the case of a sholem. What is the case sometimes? Can a person use pasab of a kistin? That means, on the tzad that there is such thing as a mezonos roll, it's being very clear, on the tzad that there comes a mezonos roll, can you use a mezonos roll as lacha mishnah? Or another way, can you take two rogalach? Rogalach, can we nifl together lacha mishnah? One time I made an Erev Tav Shilim, and what you take always is your roll, and you take your fish or your eggs. So I took a roll. After I chapped, the roll over here was a mezonos roll. So as Erev Tav Shilim was not a problem. The Gemara at Mamshech and Kuvi Zana Beis, what to go do by the case of Erev Chatzeris, when you use an Erev Chatzeris for one mitzvah, use it for another mitzvah, make it the Lecha Mishnah. The same Moloch in Simon Tovkul Chov Zayin, negate the Erev Tav Shilim. Since you're using it for Erev Tav Shilim, one mitzvah, use it now for Lecha Mishnah. So the question was, I use the mezonos roll for Erev Tav Shilim, which is not a problem. I went over to Rav Reuben for Orchos Shabbos, and I asked him, should I use it for Lecha Mishnah? Use it for Lecha Mishnah. The Maase came along and says, if you create a pseudo, nechal get a pass, nechal get a pass for kissing, who should not be a problem? That's what he told me, Lecha Maase. The Maase is not that simple. First, the Mishabru over here says, Imamish brings down this case. He says, Ein simu kuf samaches sevzayin v'mishnevuah o bialocho. So first he says, bialocho. Which bialocho is he referring to? So there's Yisvahodr, they tell you which one. The big fancy Yisvahodr says, I don't know which one. The simple Yisvahodr says, I do know which one. The divamaska habri tavlinon, tavlin. I don't know, I looked up habri tavlin, I don't know which one. I think the fancier one is better than the most simple one over there. I don't know what he wants for the bialocha. Don't know. But he says, I am Mishnah Berurah.
He says, I don't know.
Yeah, but what does it do with Ha'osukyo? And he gets the Lecha Mishnah.
The old Mishnah was Lecha.
What does it do with Lecha Mishnah?
Old fashioned Mishnah Berurah said, Lahim's a shot.
Yeah, and some Mishnah Berurahs have a star, find all things. Some Mishnah Berurahs is left a blank. Right, I looked around four different Mishnah Berurahs yesterday. This one has a star. Not clear what the bialocha is. However, there is a Mishnah Berurah over there. Mishnah Berurah there, Sefkot and Lamedalad. It's discussing machlokes over there between the mechaber and amor and the geir pasab of a kistin when you have lechem that has sugar inside. The machlokes of kidua, according to the mechaber, is the said of it to be a pasab of a kistin has to be a case that is nicker, or the word of amor has to be a case of ikker. That means basically all our chalas that are not water chalas, the sweet chalas, do you make hamoitzi or make a mezonos? According to the mechaber, since it's nicker, that over here that there's things put inside, sugar, eggs, kodomo, juice put inside. Therefore, the loch is all our sweet challahs that the me'ashkas buy should be a case of mezonos. It's nicker. I tell me, it's like bread. You take water challah, take the sweet challah, you tell the difference. It's nicker, certainly nicker. Is it the ikker? A vat is not the ikker. Therefore, the me'ashkas, they take their challah, the sweet ones, we make our moitzi. That's machloikis mechaber no'amo. Come along the Amor, the Amor said, V'chein noigim, that things that are nikkur, but not ikkur, we make amoitzi. What's V'chein noigim? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, it's called Lamedal, it calls it Darkei Moshe, says that we'll oifen lechem mishnah bapas, imat shem v'tavlin. Minig in Klal Yisrael was to take chalas, lechem mishnah on Shabbos, and put inside of it some shemin and tavlin that was nikkur, and you do a lechem mishnah. So it sounds like in that Mishnah Berurah, that we see over here, that in order to be a case of Lecha Mishnah, has to be it's not a pasuk b'kistin. So v'chein noigim, that what, that in our lech we put inside of it, shemen tavlin, that we're knowing that even though it's nikkur, but it's not ikkur, we use it for Lecha Mishnah. So it sounds like, explains the Oizvahod and the fancy ones, it sounds like, maybe a fact check, but it certainly sounds like, the situation that's possible b'kistin, that it is nikkur, cannot be used for Lecha Mishnah. Why the different prima godim is a couple of places that bring down the idea that a person should not become the mitzvah pasavob, the idea of Melech Mishu with the Pasuk of Bekistin. Oh, so now come on the Kalver. There's Chur, I can't even show over here. Come to the place of Shabbos by us. Amachsa Shekel by us, Shai Chuba by us. They come on the Chur. You can say even the Shibu and people don't agree. Could be they even agree to this Yisrael. They want to discuss the two different cases over here. It's the case over here when you're taking the Mezonos roll and be Kaveh Suda on the Mezonos roll. And what would you do during the week? You take a Mezonos roll and you fill it up, a baguette. No one argues that a Mezonos baguette you make a Moitzi. And the roll might be too small. But the baguette is big enough, everyone agrees you make a Moitzi when you Kaveh Suda. Now, Shai, a Mezonos roll, you need two of them, you Kaveh Suda also. So let's say you take two Mezonos rolls, and Kaveh Suda, you're going to make a Moitzi and make the Mezonos and eat these rolls. Sanitation Shabbos, Machs, Shekels, Shai, Chuva, Avad, let's pass. I was Pasa Boba Kisnan, but you were conveyor to make it into Pas. And Avad, this case over here, you can kind of the end of Lech Mishn over here. They bring down formation this way, Shmer Shabbos, comes to Lochus, Piskei Chuvas, you're conveyor to do the Pas, Avad, the person can use it as Lech Mishn. However, in the case over here, when you're conveyor to do on regular Chalo, whether it's water challah or sweet challah, and you want to use the lechem mishnah mezainus roll, that come along a way to place the Shabbos machzor shekel shari tshuva. They want to argue, and that situation, how can you use the lechem mishnah? In the end days, pasuk will be kisten. Sound like the mishnah and prima gam maishu should not be good. The gam, the chaim no wants to argue. Say the end of days pass. Pasuk will be kisten. It's pass. Chaim no. I'm not eating that. Usually, what you're doing by the biblical law, you're putting it on the side. So if you eat it, can zayin echanami. But a lot of time, what you're doing, you have the big challah, you have the zayin, so the biblical law, you don't eat from it.
No, but
especially by the sugi of erev tashlil, what you're supposed to go do, you're supposed to only eat by shalosh shudah. You're supposed to do use it for lechem mishnah Friday night, and then Shabbos morning, and then by shalosh shudah.
But shalosh, you have to eat it.
Yeah, you're supposed to eat from it. Fine, but the first two meals, can you use the lechem mishnah? I'm making a moitzi on it. But ba'etzim, on the Friday night, I'm making a mezainis on it. I'm not eating it. Pasuk v'kisnan. And then with the machzor shekel over here, and the Shabbos over here, and the tshuva over here, asking the ma'isa, not to use the lechem mishnah. And look, that's you can answer what Mishmura means. The loch and Simukov Samach Zayin over here, Kuv Samach Ches over here. So Ma'aseh, I know we're going to answer me. But Ma'aseh, for the God of Chanim, it's not like not the way you should not use the lochol apochas as lechem mishnah over here. Again, says the Shmir Shabbos, and it comes to lochas chas chak. You have nothing else. A bad lochol apochas at least use the case over here of mezain yisrael for lechem mishnah. But I don't think that mekayim the end of erev tashlim to use for every suda. You should go use it that way.
There's also a svar, but since it's going to be Hashivas and Shalashudas, since it already has a
linear
of Kaveh Asuda. I is
not now, so
it's later, but it's Kaveh Asuda. So that. Ulai? That's
the svar that he
used by
Ashkenaz
again. Some question. He's using the sweet challah.
Great question. We discussed that negated numerous sugars. When one person uses a plastic cup, I hold can use a plastic cup, or use wine that I hold not a gefen. We discussed that the chum said we're coming from the chumro mitzam medinoi. From the zam came from the chumro. Another interesting nav kamino is that the loch in the race Adagal will get to this man is when a person, let's say, he has 10 suitors on Shabbos. On every suda that he has, he washes, he's supposed to use lechem mishnah. He's supposed to have a lechem mishnah. So, by a person, by a kiddush, and he comes by a kiddush we have in the morning, and we eat our ragalach over here, is there an inyan to be sholem? We know by lechem mishnah to be sholem. So, in the case of sholem, well, because maybe the idea of your ragalach is like the case possible kiss, and get a pas over here. And every meal should be a kiddush of sholem. So there is a kiddush on earth that says you ragalach by a kiddush should be shalom. Make sure don't take a piece of cake. Take a whole ragalach over here. Kiddush on earth. Ma'aseh, come on the Marsham, and come on with Kitzei Mata, about the Mata Ephraim. He says, who disagrees? Our Taisu Shabbos. Our Machzor Shekel. They don't hold this way. They're saying over here that the only time it has a Geder pass is when it comes to eat it. It's on the Sugar pass, making a mitzi and benching upon it. by Kiddush, you're using it. The pasuk is as a mezonis mamish. She's no dinner shalom over here. Come on, Minchas Tzitzchak says maybe a Baal Nefesh should be machmir and take a whole piece of cake, not piece of cake, a whole cake and not a piece of cake over here. It says Maisa Yesh Yochosh Al Tzuro. Why? Because even the Gedolim and Tzaddikim were not nizim b'zeh. Maisa. The Rav Nevin tells Mishnah Berurah Yitzchak Yikara being down the Shlomo Zalman, who is a Maisa Choshish, who we discussed with last month, the Grain Shito, that he says that in order to Mikayim Kishim Mokum Sudo, you have to have a pass there. You have to have a pass. And therefore, they want to know what's passed by Kiddush. Where's your pass, the Grain? A pass of Baba Kistan. Then Shlomo Zalman, what did he do? Whenever he is brought down, that he would take two Rogloch, Lecha Mishnah, by case of a Kiddush, Chosh Shalom over here, and have the two Rogloch on over here as Kiddush to get the Goyin Shito of the idea of having it passed with the Kiddush.
So he holds he could use the Lecha Mishnah?
He's saying, I'll gain the might again. We don't hold like the Goyin, and that's with I'll gain the count of the Goyin. It sounds like he did not worry about Europe. Could be his Shalom Zalman. He had no buy up Europe. Kenda Yishlach Halek. Maisa, come over here that he sounds like the big tumul. How do you look at pass of Bekistan? Is it pass Mamish to get to Sholem, to get to Lecha Mishnah? When he's leaving it as a mezainis mamish, Shlomo Zalman would say even a mezainis. The Kishon Aruch says even a mezainis has to get a pass. Come on, again, the Marsham says no. He says the lesser. See, I'm maxed shekel. See, I touch the Shabbos over here. It's not, and they say mezainis over here. It's not a get a pass. The guy, the local maizer, lo yishemanu v'loyvi inu. People make sure they have a shalom by kiddush, and the yesh lochus l'yura, unless you have Shlomo Zalman. So maybe you can be like a Shlomo Zalman because you're the Hele Gazeta. Yesh l'chalit. What? The whole cookies. Okay. The lesson of Zayas. I can't hear. But. Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe afterwards. I'm not sure what you're saying, what you're referring to, but yes.
Your mother is not good the shalom by Kiddush.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, to get to Lecha Mishnah, one of the shalom that is called is, first of all, can you use the Lecha Mishnah, the second challah that is also to eat? And now eat. So first, this is one example. Let's say in your house, your wife and your kids, the covered shvuas, they started to make tons of challahs with butter inside, and maisa, it was a lot, it was not nicker, and the husband comes home, and he, one kid of maisa is eating it, and I'm like, I tell the kid, like, you can't eat a challah, and they got to do, and the maisa, of course, had a kashi oven over here, and the question, what to go do inside the challah? So fine, so we can't eat the challah. My shari kachay. In my house, we had tons of challahs. They made a couple of shvuos, and inside, not allowed to. Only a small amount, or in case that's nicker. Can't do that. Now, can you use as challahs as lecha mishnah? L'chor, something that's osur to eat, or something that's treif. Mice can't use a lecha mishnah. That's simple. I think everyone agrees that yisoid, you can't use lecha mishnah. How about questions? How far do you take this yisoid over here? Take three cases. One is the case of pasakum. That means, come on, the mishnah discusses. That what's a loch when you have no pas yisrael? That being done the prim gadim to use a case of pasakum, says I ain't shum the prim gadim for oid. Come the prim gadim discusses when you have pas yisrael, but could the second chalo be pasakum? Now just be clear: this pas yisrael, this pas palter, and the pasakum. Pas palter of vada you can use. That's for the bakery. No, that's my lishaboy. But vada you can use. A lot of eat it. Shouldn't you eat it? But rather, you're allowed to. Pasakum, my so we're machm over here. But come the Pim Gonim, it says it's a machlokes among the Rishonim, Beitam, others in Taisvis. And they have the question what to go do. We are machmer, but your chumush, not maybe they kulo, and the cholpach is used it as a case of lachemishn over here. So, again, we don't eat it. Come the Pim Gonim, Chaimno, and the Paisim apples are all being down this Yisrael Shavoy. Whenever you have chumush, you should know where they're coming from. If you know it's a machlokes among the poskim, then the vadish go use it as a case of lecha mishnah. Another example: Hanukkah's klai yisol is from Chodesh Nisan onwards is not to go eat matzah. So you have challah over here, and you want to come along and go eat, use for lechem mishnah matzah. Could a person use a matzah for lechem mishnah? Know that Erev Pesach, especially when it comes out on Shabbos, this year, Erev Pesach comes out this year, it could be on Leil HaSeder, it could be Moshe Shabbos. So we try to have the least amount of Chal Erev Shabbos, try to have your one pita over there, and you maybe outside, Shina Mokum, we'll have Shabbos over here. You want to have the second one matzah? Now, we don't eat matzah, certainly the morning beforehand. We're not by Larusim, but by Salsa, you shall be over here. So the question over here is, we don't. So the Maestro, the question over here is, can you use that Lecha Mishnah? So the Maestro being down the letter of the Orchaz Nish, he says, even Erev Shabbos, the Maestro, even the case when it comes out in Erev Pesach, the Maestro to use the Lecha Mishnah. It said, yeah, Gamitan Hoga, that's the correct thing over here. But Maisa, our Chumro, again, it's not maybe they Kula, and Maisa, you can't use it. The Chanish does say, make sure that your matzah is in the bag, and the challah is out, so one should not touch another, otherwise your bayah, the chometz, touches over the matzah, and you have room on top of your matzah. A third and a half community discuss is, let's say, Lela Seder, you have matzah Shmura, and you have those are not Shmura. Sometimes, when you cannot get a shalom of the shmurah, very expensive, you can use matzah not shmurah for lechem mishnah. So again, come on the mitzvah of chochma, and be a moishu, shlom azamah, shmur shabbos, and others say again, agam, you won't use it, but yechumun not maybe they kulo. That means there's an isra mamish, which is a bread, that we don't do. But you have things that be'etzim is a machloik, so we're mach before, then be the oven, when you're stuck, use it lechem mishnah over here. Like the case that Pas Akum worked out with the shmurah, they sent you to the prima godim. What? Even the matzah. What's the loch? You have no matzah in Erev Pesach. I think you need it, right?
No lechem
in Erev Pesach. So same idea, I think. So that's been said, the Issa Shiboy. But let's say you can eat it mitzah metzias. The way the oil is classic shayla, let's say, usually by shayla shudas, you have your one challah, and you need another challah that you have in the freezer, and you want to take it out. Can you use a frozen challah for lechem mishnah? So where the shoyl, how he set up to the way he asked a question to Rav Vosner in Chelik Vav, the person says these challahs that you take out of the freezer, vehema kurushim kosher ke'even. These things are hard as a rock. Maisi cannot eat it. That's what, how the question was set up to Rav Vosner. Rav Vosner says back, the Maisi, it's true that you only have to be betzeya one. We get to the sheetahs of the Rashman Sefeis. To be said to, therefore it should be right to be eaten, and therefore you should not use it as lecha mishnah, a frozen challah here. That's a vosner. The mafakir kvidnumis mekoris, or taimim. Number one, we don't pass on the Rashbish, we said the minig is like the mechaber. Once the mice is enough. Second, so if I did zech lamon. Mice is zech lamon over here. Third, if you want, numerous achronim say the isba from the chalas, whether it's taipler or meishum and chesidus of the yezer, 30 different swarm say you can use frozen chalas. But fourth, I think the ikatine over here is the fact that he's saying it's as hard as a rock. That's the mitzias over here. I know when I take out my frozen chalas, my kids seem to argue, at least in a pita, they want to eat it. They especially wait 5 minutes; it's right to be eaten over here. I see the same with Chaya Levi and the Kovach Halachas, both mafakpik. On this idea that's not right to be eaten, they say the Mitzis is not that way. The Shein Arayah is the Ithdain Fisher, Mor Shabbos Chelik Aleph, can use frozen chalas for Lechem Mishnah. Dain Fisher says it's Osir. And Evan Yisrael in the Chelik Ches, he said over there, the Maisa frozen chalas is not Mokso. So Mor Shabbos, he wrote back to him, I understand. Can you use it? Roy Lechila, not Roy Lechila? So he said, I'll tell you the truth. When I said it was Osir, I thought it was not Roy Lachilo. After that, Zoich to get a freezer. He didn't have a freezer. Didn't know. And now I see it's Barachilo. Now I see it's Roy Lachilo. So, yeah, well, you can take it out and you can eat it. It's not as hard as a rock. It's not a rock. It means, I see my kids, I see people that eat it. I've seen my father eat it. So, that's all you can. It's not a problem over here. You can't do that. So therefore, Luchor wants a royal achila. So again, if it's not royal achila, if you eat it, you can. Why not? No, you can eat it. Mamash eat it. That's the most achil might say. It's not a problem. This is a different nusach by Shlomo Zalman. The way he says it over, he says that's be royal achila b'shas asudo. But b'derek klal usually is another lashon that Chaim Kniyevsky says has to be roi lachila on Shabbos. So, not any lashon you use over here to use it for the challah as lechem mishnah, any sheet of lechora should not be a problem over here. Should not be an issue. So you can see, when a vowel with number one, the shayla if it's os to eat b'metzias, and it's halacha, and os is knashakti to b'metzias. Building upon that, let's say it's roi lachila, but not roi lachila to you. Simply to you. For example, usually what happens is, let's say you have one challah by shayla shudas left over, and you need a second challah, you go over to your neighbor, your shochin, you have no matzah, you have nothing in the freezer, you go over to your shochin, say, can I borrow from you a challah? So the shochin, of course, he lends it to him, but usually the shochin needs it back for his own lechem mishnah. So he, Bader Klal, does not let you break and eat from his challah over here. So the challah is really to be eaten mitzis and lahalocho for mitan halocho. But for him to go, for you to go eat it, you have a bayam tzad sugi gzeilu mitzad the gavro shavoy. Not mitzad the chet, mitzad the gavro. So the question here is, in a situation where you're not eating mitzad, you, the person, is there a problem to go use it as lacha mishnah? That means any challah you borrow from your neighbor is in a bayah over here. Shlomo Zalman brought down the Shulchan Shlomi, he clears the question. Is it tzorachian? Maybe you have bayah mitzad the sugi of gzeilu. The bina the sefer Evan Shoyam, mitzad the mais l'chura, you're not yoytzo, lacha mishnah. Atzal l'sheni, they point out, that first of all, you can usually get to eat it. For example, go over to the shochet and say, can I use it? If I want it back, tell the guy, I'll give you $1,000. He'll go borrow a challah for a shochet for himself. He'll take the $1,000 after shochet. I mean, batim is possible for you to go eat it. It's beyond of you to go eat it. Now, you don't have to give the money, but it's beyond of the myself. Or they say, second, save kol soif, zeich lemon. Roy, the third, they want taino. Who says an isin the gavro makes a bayam tzad sugi lacha mishnah? That means if it's milk of bread, isin the chetz of shemoy. If it's treif, isin the chetz of a seder. Bit be'etim is going to be eaten over here. Therefore, the mishnah says, if he says, what's my best minik, best raya? He says it because the minik kol yisol b'shnei dor v'dor. Everyone knows what do you do. When you have challah, go over to your shochet and you borrow a challah. You give it back. Everyone, that's minik adoyos that way already. So because he might am in the bar, I think everyone knows we don't do it ourselves, we tell a kid. We send that kid to the neighbor, right? Kid always embarrassed over here. We get the challah, we give it back over here. That's what everyone does over here. So my sister should not be a bayah. I come from Zamas Mistapek. According to Starker Tanya to say over here, the yitzah with challah that shi'ulo. Take it one more step over here. One more step over here. They discuss sometimes in the yeshivas, they have 50 bil kolach and you have 50 guys. Is that the same question? Temshu Zalman is not the same question. It's a little bit different over here. Why? Because by the 50 bilkalach, you could eat either one, you can eat both. He said over here, Yochel Livro. It's not like by the Shochein, I can't eat his, it's his, I need a shus from him. Over here, I can eat this one, I can eat that one. So I take two and make a moitzi and give it back to him. I can eat either one. So it's way for me to go eat. That mice is not a shell. That vat is not a problem over here. You can kind of mitzvah lechem mishnah. Sorry. Okay, it is asugur. But they do point out, according to Avosa, it's a little bit of an Indian over here, that Shlomo Zalman says, by the case of yeshiva over here, you have to have right to be eaten one or the other. Avosa says, why not have frozen challah? Chayshu the Raj Bashita to be eaten both. According to Avosa, Yesh Lodin in yeshiva, when they're exactly 50-50. Make sure you have maybe one more according to Avosa in the mind of the Raj Bashita. I can't win a pass on the Rajma. Who like? Everyone can have that one more. Cider. Everyone. I can eat both. Avosa says that I have to bring Betseya both. Now, fine. Now, the Chav again, he starts off number one, Betseya. Number two, Shtei Kikois. Come over, I want to say the word Shleimus. That'd be Shalom. Focus the word Shalom over here. So, first question again to Shalom, they discussed is, let's say he's missing part of what is there. How much? We have a sugi in the Erev Chatzeres, Simon Shin Samach Vav. What they discussed is that to make Erev Chatzeres has to be a case of Lechem Shalom. Let's say you're missing 1/48, the Sheer Chalo. Come over, Rosh and says, Mitzah, the sugi of Evo, and Nichol the Ged of Shalom. That means one person gave a whole Chalo. Al Tev Chatzeris. The next guy, next time he gave Erev Chatzeris, missing up to 1/48 of Sheikh Chalo, Nichol Negev Sholem. The question again to Lechem Mishnah is the same sugyo. He kept missing up to 1/48 Nichol Negev Sholem. It's come on the Torah Shabbos and the Orcha Shulchan. They say Yesh Lechalek over the Erev Chatzeris. We said that idea of Eivah. Fine, it's not Sholem, but it's Eivah. Come on, to be Mekel over there. But at the end of the day, the mice is not Sholem. It's not Sholem. It's Eivah. Erev Chatzeris. But it's not Sholem. Again, Lechem Mishnah, the mice in the case of Sholem. Atal Hashani, Numitz Archonim, Minchas Yitzchok, Machas HaShechel, they say no. At Eivah, we say this is Nichol Neged of Sholem over here. Abrev Archonim, Chaim, no. Went this way, the word of Sholem is Almond, as long as Nichol Be'ina Abriyas, Nichol Neged of Sholem. Kobs Alochus, Chod Hashani, is Nichol Neged of Sholem. That means it is a Machloikis. A Vayla Achila Chavi Machmer, not be missing 1/48. However, Avada Ripaskin seems to be among the Sforim, up to that amount, Nichol Neged of Sholem. A similar case, the Sforim being down, Kamal Mishnah says, let's say a case over here is Nisfok Tzas, part of it's burnt. What's the loch in that case? Mishnah moving down the Shari Tshuva, Yesh Oimim, the Yetzir by Lecha Mishnah. Yesh Oimim. According to Mekel, it's a Tzis of Shabbos, and others. The Maisa, just practically, I see the Kavit of Tzalocha says it, I don't think we even would get burnt challah, I think it's Roel Achilo. We never get it burnt to be a case of charcoal. I think it's Roel Achilo, but Shasit Chak, in case of toast. I don't think I've ever seen in my life burnt challah that's mamash not Roel Achilo. Even that, it's not Roel Achilo.
You can eat
one. Sometimes, get inside, I hear. But by challah, I've never seen it. Never seen it. They do discuss when you have a case over here of a sticker on the challah,
angel,
whether it's angel or badatz, whatever the kashrus is the name of the company, should you take it off before you make lacha mishnah? You have the case of a sholem. So come on, the Shmir Shabbos says lachatchila not to remove it beforehand. Whether mitzad a more of a sholem is a mila to it, whether those who say missing part of it maisa up to 1/48, we have a machmer. And we don't pass like that, but we're machmer. So the Swam saying not to take it off. You should leave it on. V'oid, the side question, they get a lot of mitzvah sugya b'yer. Is it mitzvah sugya b'yer? But that's not our sugya over here. Maisi, you should leave it on. The whole book of the case of Lecha Mishnah. So the words of the Chaim Kanievsky with the Isma, the Purim on the Rosh, he says, ain't lochosh. You want to be lochosh? Fine, but Chaim said not to. I'm telling you, ain't lochosh. No, economy, it could be. The thing is, really, when you take off the sticker, there is a question of burr. Does somebody want to take with it something with it? So then you have a choser. They want to say you don't have to have a sticker of klipo. Again, you have a sticker of klipo. The other time you don't need to, someone still say you have to have klipo. Other one time you have to be choser, maybe take something with it. But then you answer the sticker of burr, maybe. But I think even more than that, still there's a milo having more shalom than less shalom. Even if it's not nothing to get a choser. Still in the mile, having more shalom, more shalemis. Everyone knows when you have two challahs in front of you, one missing from the cross, one not. They're both shalom. But still, which one's nicer? The one that's not missing part of the cross is only nicer. Now, sometimes we get from the store challahs that are stuck together.
Or you make challahs,
don't you? Or you make challahs. Avada b'alocha says, Avada, we have to make our own challahs. But again, we answer why the Bnei Olam is not always that way for different reasons. But whether you buy or you make over here, the loch, sometimes they come stuck together. So the question, how do you apply the negate to Lecha Mishnah? Now, there are two cases. One is when they are right now still stuck together, could they be Lecha Mishnah? The betzim one, or the two? Two, which is one? Shtayim Shem Achas. What is that exactly? Machlok is Masham versus Sholem Eishiv. Sholem Eishiv says, since you have no kavono, betzim is two, you're celebrating two. What time, even though it's stuck together, the Lecha Mishnah? And therefore, even if you do not separate them, the Lecha Mishnah. The Masham says you don't plan to separate them, it's not the one. It's not the only one Chalavah, they're not Lecha Mishnah. So I see the curves of Lochas went like the Masham, and the Chod HaShoni went like the Sholem Eishiv. One Shiloh. Masha Avadi, you should separate them. Now, after you separate them, are they still called Shlemos? Are they called Sholem? Because they were baked together, now you have two Chetziv, two Prusos, or they're two Shlemos over here. Meister is the Maxa Shekel by us, and Numitz HaKhoinim bring down, since it only got stuck together, Bim Derech Mikro, it's not a case of a Kavona, the Kamal will say Yavad Nichan Legedev too. And therefore, when you separate them and you have two different Chalos over here, Mais Nichan Legedev too is not a problem here. Now, two Shleimus. Now, when you separate them, sometimes you get one stuck onto the other one over here. And you're missing part of it. So then you have Bayah, Mitzad Suga, or the one that's missing a little bit of a Chos over here. But that Mais, again, we pass him Ikar, I think, that missing 148 is not a problem. So fine, it's not like a mamash shalom. You have another option, maybe use another challah. Machloikis. Medina the Maisa shouldn't be no problem over here, because Maisa nichol get of shalom. So Maisa had two shalomis over here.
Or they're still a little bit connected. We never actually separated them. Not big
it sounds like the Masham is a problem.
Like Vilkas, you sometimes have more than 148.
If you do it slowly, come on.
All four sides.
Really? 148? Really? I don't know.
What about that piece of skin? Should you take it off?
So I see the Shemir Shabbos says to take it off. But I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why he says to take it off.
Why
should it fit? Because it looks more sholem. Because you have to be on it. Sholem plus. I don't like that. I didn't say it, but yes. So. Now let's say you have a challah, the maaser, you take out the oven, your wife bakes, very nice, you cover Shabbos, earning Shabbos, and you pick it up, and it's split. And like, oh no, now what? You have two halves of a challah over here. The question is, maybe let's connect it. No, do the toothpick over here, glue it together. Can you put it together and make it into one and not nechal get of shalom? So it sounds cute, it does happen. The Mechabit said, Mekuf Tamaches, said Beis. Over there, but you may hold, the Mechabit says, also, you should make a broch on challah and the cholim. People sometimes not know this. They take the bilcha, they rip it off, they make a moitzi. That's not correct, even during the week. During the week, you should have a case of a shalom over here. Then it says, the Mechabit, let's say you have two halves of a bilcha or challah during the week. It says, the Mechabit, Yechabram, connect them with a kisam, with a machat, connect them. Before Shem Mechaber that way. Kamung the Mogav Ram says, Ain't noigim. Which moving down, the Mogav Ram says, Ain't noigim. Being the Eli Rabbi says, Go like the Mechaber. Two sheets in the gate during the week. Now the question is, what about on Shabbos? So over there, even though the Mogav Ram says, Ain't noigim, but on Shabbos it brings down the Rekayach, and the Toysha Shabbos over here brings down, Nichol the Gedev Sholem. This Sholem. Now those are Mephakse. Kamung the Panami Iris, they bring down, said, What do you think? If they Esrig, the pitim fell off. You take the pitim and connect it with the kisam to the esrig, and I have a case of a shalom over here. I'm out of business over here. Like, Nichol get a shalom? Think so? Avada. So what? How can you make it two chalas together? Spread the bottom ears. Nichol get a shalom. Maisa is right that he says from a case of esrig, take out the bare hatim and tough reish memches, and being done in Beis Yaakov, instead of connected with a kisam, the pitim. Don't say that. He says, go do it. And Uri says, no way. Fine, okay. And the Eliab says, no way. And the Shvaz Yak says, no way. Or Choner says, no way. Or Choshul says, no way. But it's an interesting machlok in the case of an Esrig. Mai says, Loish Shemad of Eloi Inu. And it connects to Pitamon. Mai says, those who are tying them to Mephakfek by your Shabbos, Aslecha Mishnah. Mai says, come to the Torah Shabbos, says, not to Madam the case of an Esrig, to the case over here of Chalas. By an Esrig, it has to be Sholem, Aide Shemaim. It will grow that way. By Chalas, it was a week. How was the wheat? Was separated. Who connected it? A person, Ideodom. So who gave the person connected before it baked or after it baked? And they Nichol get of Shalom over here. What time Nichol get of Shalom? The Torah Shabbos, place fish Shabbos, also being on the part of Mirish, also disagrees, says Nichol get of Shalom over here. What time Nichol get of Shalom? So number one, Machlok is you connect Nichol get of Shalom. Numerous from say Nichol get of Shalom. Have the Mishabu when he brings it down, it calls time Machas, he still says, not to go use the case they connect together. Why? He sent it to Eli Rabbah. Eli Rabbah says, a gun by the Sugi of Erechat Seiris, connecting together the Nichol Negeda of Sholem, that's been said the Sugi of Eva. You have no right to negate the Sugi of Lechem Mishnah. So it comes out, those say Sholem, those say it's not Sholem, Mishmu come out, the Chachilah not to be Samech Nichol Negeda of Sholem. This is what I say, if you connect them what the Kolom are and negate connecting, Mishmu has three rules over here. The Simakov Zamaches. Number one, he says to connect to making the get of Shalom has to be a case that is not Nikki Lehedya that was connected. That means you can't have it, that you, a person sees it from where the Mishnah and the Shayatin, now you look close, you see it's connected. So you always see it connected. So you take a distance, take it away from you, and you see, oh, obviously it's connected. But you see from a distance, then he said, not Nechal Gedo Sholem, number one. A second klal, which was coming from the Mogavrom, a second klal, because I'm sorry for the being down, said, look at the Kayus, where they're coming from, has to be Dafka when it's two pieces that fell apart. But let's say you had 20 pieces that fell apart, you want to connect them all together, basically a loaf of bread, and you want to put them all together over here, then that's not Nechal Gedo Sholem, it's only two pieces. Number three, come with Seichem, and the place can bring down Dafka, the two halves are connected, were originally a Sholem. You can take one half of this loaf of bread, and the second half of a different loaf of bread, and connect them, make them the Gedo Sholem over here. So we have three klum if you make them in the Gedo Sholem. A nafka mina basically is a loaf of bread in a bag over here. Nichal gel avlacha mishnah. Is it? It's all together. It's all tied together. Is it mamash connected? So they point out first the gate of Shabbos is lacha mishnah. Shlom zalman brought on Shemir Shabbos is kama chatichos, and also it's nicker. Therefore, you don't have two of the three klum over here. Not nichal gel avlacha mishnah. You cannot make a lacha mishnah on the case over here of a sholem, of a loaf of bread, that's loaf of bread, that's sliced loaf of bread. They do say, v'yimei chol, interesting too, by Shtromach, what time has Kovla Brocho, said, do not open up the loaf of bread and take out a slice. Says, to be a sholem, says, leave it inside, make sure the bag is closed, be a case of a sholem over here, make a brocha moisi, then open and take it out. That means yeshiva, they have all the loaves of bread, you want to know why they serve it, the loaves closed, take it to your table, make a moisi, then open and take it out. That's what you go do. I'm not clear why that's so. You're still missing two of the three kolam. Still the case over here, it's nicker. And still nichon to get it, it's not two pieces, more than two pieces. I'm not clear why you're saying that for.
Every single piece is stuck.
They're not stuck together. They're stuck together, they're tied together, now it's one. That you pick it up together. It's all one thing. Yeah. Now we'll discuss the idea of being inside the bag. What's going to be inside a bag? Let's say a person has lechem mishnah, you get from the store or your wife made, and you put it inside a paper bag, not plastic, it's hot, keep it fresh over here. Fine, so nice, and now you have it in the bag, one challah, another challah, not in the bag. So what are making a moitziyah on to eat, be batzeya, about that cannot be in a bag? The one you're not being batzeya can be still inside the plastic bag that you got from the store. Or do you have to take it out of the plastic bag? So it can come along the swarm and say the correct thing is to take it out from two different reasons. Either they come from the aloha in Simon Kufsam Gazayim, Vishbuah Sevkon Chav Gimel, said in the gate to make a bracha on food, the Shulchan Aruch says, even to take off your gloves, not your hands should be touching the food itself. Your hands, that's what I'm saying, be'ikr, even a fork is beseder, or a spoon is beseder, you have to have the chicken with your hands. Gav Nasha Klein says you do have to, but fine, put that to the side. Maisa, there's still...
That's 10 fingers on the bread.
Yeah, but can you use gloves, 10 fingers? Is there a bayav hefsek? Two different sugars over here. One, you have to have 10 fingers. A seventh sugar is a bayav hefsek. The Rathchilu should not wear gloves by a mitzi. Now, you could argue maybe the doctor won't be, but say it sounds like anything you're making the broch on should not be mafsek. Second, they're being done also, the chal should be touching one to another. Opinionim over here. When you have a hefsek in between, they're not touching one to another. These two reasons come along Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Lochas, Shmir Shabbos, Rivers of Ephraim, Mishnah Yosef, Shev Kossi, others all say you should take it out of the bag. That's the correct thing. Not ma'akiv, but the correct thing is you should have both colors that are not inside a plastic bag. Now, when that's the better thing to go do. Now, the Mishmurah says when you don't have a shalom, then the idea of shalom is not ma'akiv, and therefore a person should make a kezayis of a prus over here. Come to the Shom and say that when you have a case of a prusa that you're making a moitzion, the cholopach should be how many? Two prusas. Not being they point out, about by the first two meals, everyone over here has a case of lechem mishnah. But Shalom shouldn't be mavucho, lechem mishnah, not lechem mishnah, prusas, people run in late, all lechem mishnahs are gone. So when my kid runs in late, and only no lechem mishnahs are left, I tell him to take a prusa, take two prusas. About the correct thing is go take two prusas over here. This is a shayla among the achrayim. If you have one sholem, if the correct thing is to worry about the mila of sholem or the mila of mishnah, lecha mishnah, meaning I can cut it in half and have two prusas. Should I make a moitzi on the one shalim, or should I cut it in half and make a moitzi on two prusas? So my father says, when it comes to locha, Nevki says the meister shalom wins. We get to arrive from the locha to the great tzaddik alf. The meister shalom wins. Again, there's an interesting nitziv that's from like bringing down the meishim dover. Now he wants a machal. It depends. It comes in front of you a shalom. You have no right to break it. So, but what you should do is someone else in the kitchen should break and make it too. Came in front of you as being two prusas, the chanami. That's better. Or where Dain Weiss is over the meishim dover, it comes to you with a shalom. You should break into two and give it someone else to make a moitzi over here. Now Dain Weiss, the most firm, want to argue the meishim dover. Want to argue with him? Say the makover. They want to disagree. The nokia seems to be when you have a shalom. Or two prusas, we'll see what waits out like, oh, if ichker is a shalom wins out, not making the case of prusas. Building upon the meaning of shalom, the question is about making a reshim, a mark, inside the chalas. That means we have Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Beis, the Gemara brings down that even during the week, the halacha tzim kuf sam gzayin is that what a person is supposed to do is, let's say you have a belkalo, it's supposed to be shalom. You have your roll over here. The Mechaber says, what do you go do? Says you take your knife, before the bracha, cut into your challah, halfway, on the mount that he says, that you pick up one side, the other side still comes with it, then stop, make the bracha of hamotzi, because it's still shalom, and then finish it off. That means, during the week, the correct way to make hamotzi on a roll is to start cutting it. Says the Mishnah Berurah inside the sugya of hefsek, but not to cut it fully. That when you pick up one side, the other side not come with it. Inside the sugya of shalom, that means try to make sure inside the hefsek cut as much as you can, but still make sure it's shalom. That's what you do during the week. What about on Shabbos? You start cutting half the challah, make a mitzi, still shalom over here. Says the Ramah, however, on Shabbos we don't cut, we don't do that. Why don't we do it? Says the Mishmua, a gamut shalom, but maybe you'll cut too much. Maybe it'll fall apart. Maybe one side, the other side will fall off. It's not this chashash, we're not going to come on, take the chum, it's not the sugya of hefsek. Atkan, what says over there, Mefurish, Simchov Zam Chazayin. Again, on Yimechol, you cut as the sugya of hefsek, but make sure it's shalom. On Shabbos, don't do, because you might mess up the case of shalom. Building upon that, but let's say you know for sure that you won't mess up shalom. Should you make a reshim over here and cut your challahs, make a mark, and start cutting your challahs? It's coming along Avram, it brings down two makaris, it brings down the Bach B'Shem Marshal, it brings down the same Torah's Chaim. Both of them say the Maise should make a reshim. Where the Bach and Marshal sounds like why mitzad the Sugya of being Sugya of Hefsek, mitzad the Sugya of Niglo. The way the Torah's Chaim is coming from, it's an engine of Kobe's on the Sugya. He says, there's an idea over here, when you make a ratio on something, the idea of Sugya of Rashis. Now we know Torah is Rashis, we know the Chal of Bikurim. We have to take one thing from another. Chal you have to take from something. The idea of Bikurim you have to take, Peyer you have to take, Shuma you have to take. You can't give everything as Shuma, you can't give everything as Chal. You have to be mafresh one thing from the other. This is how Pete said, how when you takes one from the other, the brachas chal on the mixas shenirshem over here, and therefore the idea over here, when you make a mark over here, and this is where I'm coming to go eat, the brachas chal on this part, not that part, I want to eat this part, not that. So in Yonim Shabbat, person should make a reshim and say, this is what I'm eating. Make a mark, and this is what I'm eating, dechon the gedder of reshis.
Is there a question about how much the reshim should be?
You should make a reshim.
You make the
Rishmi
after you mark this part of that.
Oh, right. I mean, two different makaris. Two different reasons where it's coming from. The Maaseh said this idea of making a Rishim, brought down by most of the Svarim of the Ashkenaz, Rem Mokavom, the Clear, Tajah Shabbos, Eliyahu, Lush Yisrad, the Verheitiv, Atar Prime, and Mishnah Berurah. It says, Medaktikim, that's the Chorah means B'nai Torah, Medaktikim, and the Maaseh, the Olim seem to go do, they make a Rishim as a simon before the Baruchah. Now, Mishmur did not say the reason. Before that, two nafkminas upon the reasons. One is that, let's say a person over here is in the dark. And he's not going to be afterwards eat from that part, be medakta to get exactly. So the sugar has to gain nothing. So the idea of the mila api soid, maybe he'll gain out of it. For a second afternoon, it could be. In the case of here, is any Indian to use a sack in an oil or could just rip the colors apart? I mean, some people, they just like, they have colors. A lot of people, colors, cut takes a lot of time, ripping it much easier, give it to the family wear, there's no problem. It's how the Indian of Hefsik, no point anymore. Start ripping, there's no soil to write. It's how the Indian of soil, maybe it should be chal on one part of it, not the other part. My son is a tzlach in the swing and brochas, the avlamates, the shuas Yaakov, also being not by us, the kufsam zayin, because passing by us, they want to argue on the mongarvum and say, if so, if the brochas only chal one part, not the other part, say, let's say it'll fall, and the other part you can eat. Then I can make a moitzi upon it. It sounds like from them that you're only eating that part and not this part. You can argue maybe what it means, Torah Chaim, that this is the part of a moitzi being say upon, and the others I can also eat later on, be mamshuk to eat it, yish lodin. They want to argue. The moitzi, the only one they do, I see they make a roishim, and they seem to eat the whole dry chalo. Right? They don't see eat just a second half, eat the whole dry thing. There could be this chal beik on this. And also, when they told thing, Ken Zayn, Yish Lodin, if it means medactic, no one, I think medactic or machmer, to eat only that second half. They don't seem to eat the whole entire thing over here. That means either they hold the Icarus Niklo, or even in the Nister, the Brock is Chal on most of it, but he can eat the other half also. Not a problem over here. Now, on the side of the person, when he makes a mark, Kamal Vizoysa Brocho, saying on Brocho, he says, Tzarchin, Bukhura, a lot of time you make a mark, make the Brocho, you pick it up. With your ten fingers, two hands over here, you make a brocha, you put it down, take a knife, and you're looking for the mark. Now, the whole reason of being nigla is why not to make a hefsek. Says the Zayza Bracha Lechura, Liotzah Schar Befseida, looking for the mark over here. Says the Kerb Salochas, you're right. He says, you should not be looking for the mark. Cut right away. You know what it is, you cut right away, you don't know where it is, don't look for it. Says also at night, says the Kerb Salochas, Shmuel, don't make a mark, no point for it. Maestro, so he is questioning Chaim Knievsky, the Chabur over here. Not Chabur, but the other side. They asked him, what to go do? You have to go look for the mark. He said, very simple. Yasser Roshim Nicker. Make sure you can't find the mark. Do you want to help me to make the mark? Make a mark. Now you see, that's very Nicker over here. That's the correct thing to go do. It's out of the sugi over here. Oh, so the Maestro again asked Shleimus. So he asked Chaim, the Purim over here. Send the Elochus. The Maestro said, get up Shleimus. Still the Shalim. Don't worry. This is the other more important. Now, they do bring down that one of the baya of Roshim is the sugi of Sirtut. One of the Lamites Melochus is Sirtut. Now, I got me take out the Mishnah of Ein Gimel Manal if it's not in the Mishnah. The Gemara of Ein He says it is in the Mishnah. Fine. So you have the Melochus Sirtut, you make a mark, Roshim. So just like the Lochus, you cannot make marks on the same Torah, to put the AC is on top. One of the sugi of Sirtut, as Roshim, make your mark. So you're making a mark with the color colors. Why do you have an Isser Deraiso of Sirtut? And therefore, to come to the of Karp and say, for the being down, the B'chaim Mibrisk would not make a mark inside his Chalo, inside the Sugar of Sirtut, inside the Sugar of Roshim. We would not do that. Might say, go no further, Tzarchin and the Shmu is true over here. The way the Isser question, we ask the question of B'chaim Mibrisky, why is the Bayah of Sirtut? He says, what Sirtut? When you make a mark to do something on top of it, here, why are you cutting for? It's a of your cutting, it's like cutting a little bit to be mamchukly cutting, not making a mark we do somewhere else. I'm starting the cutting process right now. Starting the cutting process is not an Isser of Sirtut. The Archa Shabbos said that he wants to answer the idea of Sirtut is really a chonuf melocha of, let's say, mechatech, or a chonuf of any melocha of kaisev. But the melocha itself is mutter, mechatech is mutter oichlin, so then Sirtut can then be any Isser. To the chana when the malacha itself is ma'aseh mutter. So like there's no issa mechatech on oichlin, no issa sirtut on the case of oichlin. Find different ways of answering it. And the oichlin ma'aseh klo, they point out to the shabruah, they can't make a roshim. That's the medaktikim go do. Sif beis. Come to the mechab discusses when you have a big piece, a person used for the whole entire sudo. So first, with the core of a big piece coming from. The Gemara and Shabbos could be Zayin, bring down three different members. First, the Gemara brings down from Abba. It says, Chayv Odom Betzeya Shtei Kikois, my time will lecha Mishnah. Now, it says Chayv Odom Lebetzeya on two Kikois. What does the word Lebetzeya mean? Chayv Odom Lebetzeya Shtei Kikois. What's Lebetzeya? So Rashi says the betzeh means perchsa moitzi. That means the brocha. Betzeh means make the brocha on two kikros. The brocha two kikros. Coming the ro'o and brochas, the ritvo, the michtam. The word of betzeh means to cut. That means if Abba is saying chay odom betzeh shtei kikros, not make a brocha on two kikros, to cut on two kikros. That's the first memo. Machlokes is Rashi versus Ron the ritvo. What the word of betzeh means. The second memro, come along with Ashi, and says he saw of Kana that he took two, and Betzeya only one. That means according to the Raw and the Ritva, Rav Kana of Ashi is coming to argue on Rav Abba is to cut one or to cut two. According to Rashi, no, Rav Ashi of Kana is coming to explain Rav Abba that he take two and cut one. There's a third memro, Betzeya says, Betzeya Akula Shirusai. What does that mean? Akula Shirusai? The Gemara first goes on explaining. Says I messing like a glutton over here, like a person starving a chilagasa. But says no, since during the week over here, you do not do that way. Only Shabbos do that way. Nothing to get of COVID Shabbos. What does it mean? Akula shirusoi. The Rashi says you take a pusa gedolo, a big piece. That means Rashi, the three members, no one says to cut the two challahs. The first member of Abba is saying to be make a bruch on two. The second member of Ashi from Kanda says. Cut one. A third member is saying take a big piece over here. But no one is saying to cut two. And therefore, Rashi Shita was brought down by the Rambam, by the Tur, the Aguda, Rivon, Shibulekin, Avroy Vishonim went this way. Atzad Hasheni, Pshan, that's the third member, Vzeh Kula Shirusoi, Vzeh, come on to Rashi, a couple of kashas on Rashi, says, what does it mean? It quotes of Haigoin, it means to cut both chalas. Vzeh Kula Shirusoi means cut both of them. And the Ritva and the Ran, they go this way. That means it comes out according to Ritva. The first man, the Yoma, is saying cut two. Avashi of Kana says cut one. And going back over here, Abzeri says, no, really, cut two over here, both colors. Comes out, there are two separate machlokes over here. Number one, how many chalas to go cut? One or two. And number two question is that Maile go give a big piece over here? Rashi says, yeah. According to Rashi, but according to Ran, according to Ritva, there's no makor to have a big piece over here. Lalochadigo Paskin, Mechav is very clear. Sif Alvi and Sif Beis. Sif Alvi says you caught only one. And Sif Beis says you give a big piece. Why? Straight Rashi, straight Tor. That's how Uslavosh means down. Sif Alvi and Sif Beis, you caught one, and the big piece over here. Slach, Mater Frame, Kishon Urch. Urch HaShulchan says he doesn't understand what he marked for the Rajbo, but it's clear that even according to the Rajbo, it's Machalikis. Reb Zero. That we have of Ashi says he's through Rav Kano that he cut one. So even when Talmud Bezeri is not that way, Maisa, the idea of Rav Ashi, the Surah of Kano is the Basroi, and since the Basroi, we should pass him cutting one. So why do you mean Machmer for this idea of the Rajbo? Rajbo, according to him, it's Machloikis. And Rashi, there is no Machloikis. Maisa, cut one. The words of Mishnah Berurah, his words of Oilim Noigim Kashul Kanarch. The Chadish passed this way, he went this way, his own meaning was this way, the Yashu went this way, Kavzalachas went this way. Atzad Hasheni, the Maisel, the Mingdown, the Shlo, the Mashal, the Rekoy, Baitseya, all the Kikwis. Whether you had two, three, four, the words of the Rashba is not Baitseya, two, but they're called Kikwis over here. And the going one say that it is like the Rashba over here. Maisel, come on the Magavram, being Nafa Bach, he says you should be ready to be Chosh of both Pshatim. What's both Pshatim? Number one, cut both. And number two, give big pieces. Get two malchim over here. And the chol pochas, be chosh for that during the day, overnight, could cover the yom, or the cover the lilo. The maestro, what to go do? The main am, but it only cuts one chal over here.
I need
two. Again, it cuts two chalas. On its side, they cut one chal. Lucho, what do you have to go do? Cut one chal. Everyone should get one piece, the mouth you need for the pseudo. Pukhazi, the maestro, what do you do? Cut slices. Everyone gets one slice. You cut much more slices. They put it in the middle. Chur, it's against the Gemara. If you go like the Malach of Rashi, like the Mechaber, you have to do two things over here. Number one, you're cutting one. And number two, you have to get a big piece over here. I see the Kurat Halachas. He points out that that's not our minig. Chur, the way he answers and defends it, is the Yisrael Shabbat is that relative to during the week, we see it's different. During the week, we have bread that's sliced. If you give a person a big piece of challah, we do not see oh, during the weekend I got one, here I got something different. It's not nicker that I'm doing it mitzvah kovet Shabbos. The only sign Shabbos is nicker doing it kovet Shabbos and get a big piece. It's not nicker. If I can't get a big piece, looks very strange over here. Void, he says even further, during the week, a person that eats a whole roll, you're not makben not to eat a kebeyo. That means the loche in Simon Kuf Ayin is a person not eat a kebeyo. We eat a slice of pizza, we eat a falafel, we eat a roll over here. So it's not even nicker if you give a person a big piece. It's not nicker whether mitzvah bread, mitzvah roll over here. So the essential boy of comparison during the week is covered Shabbos doesn't really apply. Then we don't seem to even be dactic this Indian getting a big piece. Come, Yechidim should be Yechidim do. That's Yechidim should be Yechidim. The Olam is not seeming to be dactic upon this Indian. No, big piece is everybody. I do not think so. Okay. Now, on the tzad, that a person might say he's betzeya from his two kikros. He wants to go like the Rashba. Again, the moin am, again, does one, but it's only a mina motzoi that's thicker. That might say cut both challahs over here. The question when he cut both challahs, what's the lumdus behind the numerous nafkaminas? Is he sort of cutting both challahs midin kovet Shabbos? Ul midin lechem mishnah. Is lechem mishnah kovet Shabbos? Speak out. The whole book has five nafkaminas. One is once you cut the second challah. That means you put one type of other, cut both of them right now. In midin lechem mishnah, you can hear why. Cut both challahs. Midin kovet Shabbos, they have a lot, but the suit over here, who you have a bayam tell the sukkim hefsek. Cut one, eat it, pass the others, and then cut the second one. When do you cut the second challah? Right away? Well, later on. Zechazer, Aleph. A second nafkamino. Person, what do? We'll get the lochas. You have to taste from the lechem mishnah. So, a person that cut both challahs, you have to give from everyone from both challahs. If we did lechem mishnah, you could say maybe you have to give from both challahs. We didn't cover Shabbos, but there's no one to give from both challahs. A third thing is, we dip into melech. Both challahs, we did lechem mishnah, maybe. If we didn't cover Shabbos, no point dipping into the melech, both challahs over here. A fourth nafkamino. If a person only cuts one challah, you can argue according to Rashba, you eat the mitzvah lechem mishnah. Maybe not. Didn't cover Shabbos, the body can't mitzvah lechem mishnah. A fifth nafkamino is, let's say, it's only you and your wife. You don't plan to eat so much. There's no need to cut a extra challah. No das to go eat from it. Is there any point over here to go cut from the second challah? As lechem mishnah, there would be inyan. As kovet Shabbos, there is no inyan. The chora five nafkaminas. The raya is kovet Shabbos. We'll get to the kasha. But the raya that's kovet Shabbos is, first of all, Kimmel among Roman Bach says you should be choish for the Rashba. The chol pachas in the morning, that night, as cover the yom is odd of cover the lilo. Sounds like that didn't lechem mishnah, didn't cover Shabbos. Aleph. Second, the Gemara on the front that says should not look like a glutton, like you're eating over here because you're starving. Why didn't lechem mishnah? I'm doing a mitzvah mitzvah shabbos. As cover Shabbos, the question makes a great lot of sense. The second why it's cover Shabbos. Right? We get to the sugya of maybe Reish Tzadik Aleph. The rice being down. The two oymes that fell on Erev Shabbos, the amount you can make is four lachmonim, four rolls. Now four rolls is what? If you use two Friday night and two Shabbos morning, where's Shalosh Shudas? We get a lochi, we pass, get a pass, but Shalosh Shudas. So it sounds like that not din lechem mishnah, didn't cover Shabbos over here. V'oid, the word of the Rashba is not to cut only two kikros. The word of the Rashba is cut kol kikros. And the Olam of Daktik, who is, to cut all of them over here. Lloyd, if you want, the Chodesh Shani writes, it's not, we didn't cover Shabbos, he says it, not we did Lechem Mishnah. Those five Makarios, Shani didn't cover Shabbos. The Bayat, they point out, who is the Mishnah Brua? Mishnah Brua says, what to go do when a person, he only has a certain amount of money, outside of Shabbos, says, what to go do, make sure there are three big ones and three small ones. Instead of having big ones, all them big. Shabbos. Well, if I don't need it, I don't plan to go eat from it. War in the world to make big and small. Sounds like it didn't lechem mishnah over here. It sounds like it didn't lechem mishnah. Not didn't mitzvah kovet Shabbos. I don't plan to eat from it. That's first the nafkaminas. Just speak out aloko. What the swarm did. First question again. We discussed nafkaminas zechazer. But Mike says typlo he cut both chalas. When did he cut both chalas? He cut it both miyad right away or zechazer? The stipler, he cut one, he ate one, and then he cut the second one. The Isim Chaim, Chaim says, you cut, and you give out, and then you cut the second one. That means then saying, it's not Din Lechem Mishnah, Din Kavod Shabbos over here. Now I know, there's some people cut both straight, Yudea, but I can't find anyone in Sorm. Sounds like Din Kavod Shabbos, that's one, that's the stipler of Chaim. A second, the Isim Chaim negate the case over here of giving them a subim for both colors. He said, no, give him only for one challah. Again, sounds like he didn't cover Shabbos, not like a Mishnah. They said, time to dip them both in the salt. He said, no, give only one inside salt. Don't plan to go eat from it, said the Chodeshani. Don't plan to go eat from it, said the Chanami. Don't call the second challah. Don't do that. If he didn't cover Shabbos, don't plan to go eat from it. But when they point out, you read the Ritva on the Rashba, Ritva's words are, bedaita le'echol, then cut both. Before she Ritva that way. And the Lashon Rashba sounds like you plan to go eat from it, then go cut it. Again, the question is, the Mishavua does not sound that way. Or I'm not clear to answer. I see this from Isk, and the Mishavua sounds like, not like the Mishavua and the Ashbrook.
What's the Chalkin
of the Ashbrook?
What's
the Chalkin of
the
Ashbrook? What's the Chalkin of the Ashbrook? What's the Chalkin of the Ashbrook? What's the Chalkin of the Ashbrook? No. There's no Milan calling it. You're saying the Milan. It's a Milan. You cut up zech and zech, but not the lechem mishnah. It's covered Shabbos. You should cut everything, and you should eat from it. If you don't plan to eat, don't know. But you should. Fine. You should. No, no. If you plan to eat, you can't open it. But it can. That's not no deal here. Is there Milo? Is there Indian to go call the San Carlo? I mean, the Shabbos did it right away. Zech and zech, but it's not Paul Lechem. It's not Din Lechem Mishnah. Didn't call
the
Shabbos.
Being ready,
it should be the same. Otherwise, what's the machlokes? Is there Milah to call the second challah?
If you're going to anyway hit the second challah,
is there Milah? Not going to it? Should I? I mean, people can eat different things. They have choice. What to go eat?
Should I?
Siv Kimmel, Kamel Mechav brings down that would make Lechem Mishnah with the tzibur getting late. My father won't be happy if he has questions.
It's
you're pointing. Okay, fine. So in Siv Kimmel we have a case of Lechem Mishnah by the case of the when you do it for the tzibur. The loch is you have to eat first. Like by Kiddush, the loch is you're supposed to drink first. Now the question over here, the Achronim grapple: can you pass first before you eat? Can you pass before you eat? So the loch in Siv Kluv Sam Gazayim Siv Taz Vav even during the week. The Kamal the Ramon, the most of the Maisa on Shabbos, the Maisa end of the week. The Loch is you can pass first, but as long as you eat the Lechem first. Before Shomad says it, Maisa Mishmur does not pass in that way. He goes like the Bach and Taz. The Loch is you have to eat before you pass Mitzvah Sugya Hefsik. You cannot pass. However, the Peskeshuva over there being done the Berchot Abayis, that the Berchot Abayis says, Api the Rizal, that your wife is different. The person who caught to give you what you have to eat first.
You have to eat first.
He says to cut and give to your wife. You have a right to. You should do maybe first. I was eating by B'chaim Brim. Zatzal years ago was a bocher, and his wife was eating in a different room. He called the challahs, and he passed to his wife first. And I asked him, "I aim of in al mitzvahs." They told me my wife fasted all day today, and the kumi is a case of mekoch nefesh. And I asked him, "Are you serious?" He told me, "Ken zayin." What? Don't know. Maisa, I saw the Maisa, he passed his wife before, but he ate first. But you never tell the Mishnah Berurah being down, also maybe that's covered rabbi or covered oven. Maybe you do have a right, before you have a right, to pass them first. And got me eat first over here. Now, what?
The
Mechava says you're allowed to. The Ramos says you're allowed to. Again, Mishnah said not to us. Have said. Now, to be Yates in the deal of Lechem Mishnah, do you have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah? So there's a Mishmur Kuf Samaches, and the Gran Baos says you have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah. I mean, I got my Kiddush, you don't have to. I'm kind of Kiddush by listening to it. But Lechem Mishnah, you have to get part of the Lechem Mishnah. That's what you see by Lemaisha, by Lala Seder. You have the top matzah, everyone gets a small piece of the matzah. Now, how much of the matzah to go eat, or the pasta to go eat? I mean, the Lochin Siv Dal that says the Mechaber is that even though the mavucha by shudis, you had to pass or not, or pass, you had to pass, question lecha mishnah or not, but by the first two meals of vat, you have to have a case of pass. How much pass? Shel among the chonim, it's gezayis ukebeyo. We pass in lecha tchila to have a case of kebeyo, like tazin shach, but vat, you should have a case of kebeyo, especially if you want to wash, if it tells a dime, you have to say, you have to eat a case of kebeyo over here. So vat, we eat a case of kebeyo. They get to the lecha mishnah, the person has to have part of it. How much of the lecha mishnah do you have to have them kind of in the lecha mishnah? So b'shalom zalman or the kavos halachas are being down. Even lecha tchilah lechura, it's enough to have a mashu from the lecha mishnah. I think the best way is lel seder, what the eidah does. Everyone has a matzis. The person makes a mitzi. The person that has mitzi gives even a smaller piece. That's not a kedai to anyone share. I think to go eat from the lecha mishnah. So you eat that lecha mishnah. That's what you should go eat. Then you make the mitzvah. The betzayah can have a little bit from that.
He just need more than a little.
He has to have kizayish kebeyah, asudah. He can eat from all the chalas, correct. That is the end off with the Magavram started off the simon with, that's not for dam the shibroa. See the Magavram, api, the Arizal, toiv l'nashik de imoy b'lel Shabbos. Look up the Arizal, he coming from the sugil of Zayn Anpin. I guess those people say kavon and know exactly what that means over here. Ayin shom. L'maysa, how to go do it, when to go do it, the law read about it. Is it kissing your mother and the father, or is it only the mother? Is it where, is it the palm of the hand, is it on the fingers? Is it before Kiddush or after Kiddush? Is it before you get a brach from the parents or after you get a brach from the parents? Might say each one on his own. My Messiah is like the Mishnah Berurah, like my father follows Mishnah Berurah, you do not bring it down.
No, you got to do it, you bench your kids, find it down. No, but you bench your kids, find it out.
They get a kiss, the nashik, the imoy. If it's not done that way, Mishmur saw it, he left it out. Kach noigim harbnei.
It was a big, big mistake. We should have done it. And it would have been a tremendous day. It was a big mistake. So have it up. Make sure.
This year would have been another 5 months.
That's long enough. It was a big mistake. We're going down to the Reish Pei Tess and the Reish Adi.